My name is Chloe, and I'm 15 years old. I live with my dad. It's just me and him. My mom left us about 5 years ago, and that's when my life totally changed. We used to live in a nice neighborhood, had a dog, a backyard, the perfect life, really. I remember us being happy once. But those days are gone. Me and Daddy, we live in a rundown mobile home in a grungy trailer park. I've kind of lost all my old friends since we moved. And Daddy really hasn't been the same since Mom left us. I don't really know the full story, but I think she went crazy or something. We haven't even gotten a phone call from her since she left. Daddy used to constantly remind me it wasn't my fault that Mom left us. But now he just stays drunk and angry all the time, and I've learned to not bring Mom up, especially when he's been drinking. One time I made that mistake and I got hit for the first time by my dad. And not a spanking like kids sometimes get when they're little. He slapped my face. He always apologizes and cries after he accidentally hits me, so I guess it's okay. Sometimes when he gets drunk, he starts blaming me for my mom leaving, but I know he's just drunk and doesn't mean it. He will tell me that he wishes I was never born because maybe Mom wouldn't have gotten so stressed out and left us. I know he doesn't mean that. It's just the stupid drinking. He always passes out in the weirdest places when he's drunk and makes a complete mess. I always try to clean up after him. I still love my dad. I just hope this is just a phase he's going through, and maybe one day he will stop. I do try my best to make his life easy. I make dinner every night, clean the house, do his laundry. He never recognizes what I do, but I think he appreciates it. Sometimes he will get mad at how I cook something or how I fold the laundry, saying that Mom does it way better than me and gets mad at me, so I've learned how to do everything to his liking. I just want Daddy to be happy again and stop drinking, so I try my best. Yesterday was one of the worst days of my life. I got home from school and started cooking Daddy's favorite meal, a meal he never gets mad at. It was actually my birthday, so I got ingredients to make cupcakes and was looking forward to having a nice dinner with Daddy. He walked in and immediately I could tell he stopped by his favorite bar before coming home because he stank of alcohol and had that angry look in his face. I tried to make him feel better by welcoming him home and telling him that I made his favorite meal. But the way he looked at me was strange and different. He started talking nonsense about me looking too much like Mom, and he started getting very, very angry. After he threw his dinner plate and smashed all my cupcakes, he came up to me and started calling me by my mom's name, telling me that I was a shitty wife and mom, and that I've ruined his life. I was so confused and scared. I tried to tell him that I wasn't Mom, but he wasn't listening. He pushed me against the wall with his hand around my neck, telling me that I look like an ugly whore now. I was so scared. I didn't know what to do. I kept saying, "Daddy, it's me, your daughter." But he started punching my stomach over and over, telling me that I was a dumb breeding whore who created a shit daughter. He then started slapping and punching my face, saying that I was an evil bitch who deserved to be punished for leaving him alone. He was spitting in my face after every slap or punch. Daddy's hands hurt so much. I had the worst ringing in my ears, and every time I started crying, he hit harder. He had never hit me this much before, and I was so scared, so trapped. All of a sudden, he stopped hitting and slapping. I thought it was over. But he started acting weird. He put his face really close to mine, and his breath smelled so bad, like old beer. He said, "I bet you haven't had dick like this, have you, you dumb whore?" He started rubbing his crotch against my thigh. I tried telling him, "Daddy, it's me, it's your daughter, please stop." But he wasn't hearing me. He started moving his hands up my shirt. I was panicking. My dad was feeling me up. I hadn't even kissed a boy, let alone let a boy near my body, and here was my dad molesting me. I couldn't stop crying because I was trapped by him, scared for my life. Daddy got to my bra and my breast and said, "Our daughter looks just like you, you dumb whore. I bet she's going to turn to a dumb whore just like you." I mean, I knew I looked like my mom, but I never thought this would happen. My dad confusing me with her. I begged him to stop, but it seemed to drive him crazier the more I begged. He grabbed me by my hair and dragged me to his room and threw me on the bed. He started taking his pants off and said he was gonna fuck me with the best dick she's ever had. His thing was so scary. It was big and hairy. I mean, honestly, I'd never seen a boy's private area, and here I was looking at my dad's. He knelt up beside me and put his thing near my mouth, and I kept my mouth closed and tried to get away from him. I knew this was wrong, and I was so embarrassed. He started punching me again and yelling at me to take his dick like a good wife, forcing my mouth open with his fingers. I finally gave up and I opened my mouth. His thing tasted disgusting. It was so salty and, oh, it was so gross. My dad's thing was in my mouth. He started moving it deeper into my mouth, to my throat, which made me start gagging. Then he held the back of my head and started pushing it in and out. I could hear him groaning and called me a whore again, just over and over. I could feel my dad's hands moving all over my body. Oh my God, I was so mortified. My dad thought I was my mom. And my dad was molesting me, his daughter, and I couldn't do anything about it. He started grabbing my crotch area, and his thing was still working in and out as I continued to gag. I thought I was going to throw up. Finally, he took his thing out of my mouth. I used this time and tried to tell him I was his daughter, begging him to stop. He wasn't hearing me. He started pulling my pants and panties down. I started crying even more just to get away from him. Nothing worked and just made him punch me and pin me down. I couldn't feel anything anymore. I was so numb. I was so numb, especially realizing that my own father was about to take my virginity. I was only 15 years old. I didn't want this. He got on top of me, and his breath, I'll never forget his breath, just smelled so terrible. He said he was gonna fuck me one last time before he kicked me out, and how I should be a good wife and take care of his dick. Oh, I could feel his thing trying to force between my legs, and I yelled, "No, Daddy, please." I was trying to get up, but the weight of his body was holding me down, and I could barely move. He got his thing inside of me, and it hurt so, so bad. I was a virgin. No one had ever even touched me there. He jammed his thing inside, and I screamed, which made him put his hand over my mouth. He was just kind of sliding up and down on top of me. I was having sex with my dad. I was so disgusted, and this was not how I imagined I would lose my virginity. I dreamed of some guy saving me from my life after high school, making love to me with candles all around, him being gentle and loving. But this was my reality. My drunk dad penetrating his 15-year-old daughter, so drunk that he didn't even know it was me. He started getting really rough, moving faster on top of me. He started calling me my mom's name and saying he loved me, begging me to never leave him again. I hadn't heard my dad tell me he loved me in years, but here I was getting raped by my drunk dad, hearing him say he loved me, thinking I was my mom that bailed on us. The sex part was starting to hurt less, but it felt so weird to have my dad inside me. He was kissing my chest, my neck. I was crying, hoping, praying this would end soon. He started humping me even harder now, his thing still inside of me, and I started panicking when I realized something. Oh my God, like, my dad might come inside of me, and I know this is how babies are made. I didn't want to be pregnant, but I couldn't stop this. My dad was fucking me, his daughter, and he didn't even realize it was me. He started breathing really hard, telling me to take his dick like a good bitch, and how he was going to come in my whore cunt. He started warning that he was going to come by almost like chanting it. If this was what sex was like, I didn't want to have it again. My dad was so heavy on top of me, and he was just using me. It didn't even feel good. He was humping me harder now until I heard a huge groan and his thing pumped into me slow and hard several times. I could feel his cum. It made me slick inside of there and it felt messy. He pumped one last time into me and fell on top of me. His dick was still inside of me. My dad's dick was inside of me, and all of his weight was on top of me. I think he passed out because he wasn't saying anything and just started breathing really hard. I tried to move him, but he was so much bigger than me. I finally just gave up. My naked dad was laying on top of me, while I could feel his dick get smaller and my cum-filled pussy. I wanted so badly to get his cum out of me, but here I was stuck. I couldn't stop crying. I was crying even harder now. And I just started hugging my passed out dad that was on top of me. This was the first time I had the chance to hug him in years. My arms were wrapped around his strong shoulders like I used to love to do when I was little. I held him so close to my chest and told him I was sorry and just kept repeating how much I loved him through my tears.